Kum Len and Abba Gemara. So we learned, let's quickly start again with the two dots. Because we learned on the cryptic yesterday, we're trying to understand. What was said cryptic was, Sholchem Etam, they sent from Israel, that a ben shelove benichse aviv, this is how we understand it right now, that a son borrows against the state of his father, bechai aviv while his father's alive, b'meis, and then he dies, is benoi, the person, the deceased son, that means the borrower's son, can go to the purchasers and buy the and get the properties back. But it's a difficult halacha to understand. So the Gemara, we don't know what you're talking about. First of all, if it's a borrower, he owes money, now he takes. Second of all, what are the kuchas? Who sold property? What's going on here? Let's say, this is perhaps what he's trying to say. Ben Shemocha Benichsayavi, what happened was that Yaakov had a son, Reuven, and Reuven went ahead and sold from his father's estate. One day he'll inherit it. So he already unsold it before he was entitled to inherit it. Bechayav, his father's alive. Then Vemes, Reuven died. Then Benoi, Reuven's son, Chanoich, his son, Moitzi Mialakuchas, can go to the field that his father sold before he inherited and take it back. And he said, my father had no right to sell it. But Vizui Shekosha Bedini Mamanis. This is a difficult halacha because in logic it's hard to understand.
In other words, this is not an issue of the law.
Nothing. Says the Gemara of a lame relay. What right does Chanoich have to go and extract the field from the purchaser? Lame relay, let the purchaser say, Avuch Mazbin Va'at Mapik. Let them say to them, that since, why are you yashing now? You're yashing because you're yashing from your father. But your father sold it to us. So what right do you have to come and undo what your father did? Your whole koyach on this property. What's your attachment to this property? Is your father's koyach, but your father sold it to us. So what are you doing?
I just still don't understand how Reuven was selling it b'chayayoviv.
He's saying that this inheritance I'm going to get. Whenever when I'll get it, you can have it.
It's
much more than the roe. It's a roe. I'll definitely inherit.
How does he know?
Every child inherits
his father. Maybe he'll die before his father.
Nobody still inherits.
He's dead before his father. He doesn't.
We'll see in a minute. But right now, there's more things.
He inherits, but you know which items he's going to inherit.
But since he sold it, now you know which one it is because he already did it. But the Gemara is going to say right now that what Yirmi said. So the Gemara, my kusha, why is it difficult to understand? Dilma Motzi Amr, the kid can say, my father, once my father passes away, it's not pshat my father yashes, it's called Mishnah B'Kaver. It's not pshat my father yashes in the cave and my right to this field is through my father. Then you have a valetaina. Mikoy chavu davu kasina. My father's no longer in the picture. I'm going directly to the Zaydam, bypassing my father. So my father had no right to sell the property because he never yashed it. Teda, how do I know that the grandchild goes directly to the Zaydan, not via the father? Bekevah, dechsiv. It says in the Pasuk, Tachas avisecho yevanecha, they replace their father. Sheshishemer, lasorim, choladis, and they'll become appointed as officers in the whole land. But the main point is, Tachas avisecho yevanecha, that we take our place of our father, we go straight to our Zaydan.
Didn't we do this cheshbon with Tzlafchad and Moriyash?
Yeah, that's what we did. We went back to the Zaydan.
So you need this Pasuk, or you can go from Tzlafchad to Choyla?
But did the father didn't do something to contradict? You went back to the Zaydah, it was a special Eila Nachalus, a special, there's a cost of the whole operation there. Eli Kasha, Hakasha, what's the problem with this halacha? Why you say it's a problem is the following. If you say this is what they said, this is the problem. The problem was Ben B'choy Shemachel B'choy LeBechayaviv. The father, Reuven, didn't sell just the property, he sold his double portion, that's what he sold off. The mace, now, the double portion is, if the Enikel will go directly to the Zaydah, why is he entitled to the double portion? The only reason why the Enikel will be entitled to the double portion is because it's the father's, so he has to go through the father. So the Kukuchas have a taina. Since your whole koyach, your whole attachment, your link to this property is to your father, because the Kaleb Chayt is your father, he sold it. What are you doing?
He bought the
Bechera
from
Esau. Oh, okay, true, yeah. But maybe Avu Maz Benio Mappi, your father sold it to us, and you're taking away. Why can't you say the same thing over here? Because I'm going to say to the Zayda, name. If you're bypassing your father, going straight to the Zayda, how do you get was a Bechera? You're not a Bechera at all. Pretty well again. My Kusha, is that a problem? Dilma Motziyama Mekoyach Avu Da Bokasina. I'm going straight to the Zayda. I have to go straight to the Zayda. Why am I tied to B'chayda? Because B'mokam Avkamina, I am my father. Tachas Avisech Yibanecha means that I'm stepping in the shoes of my father. Whatever entitlement my father had, now it transferred to me. My father was B'chayda, so I'm the B'chayda now. So therefore, my title is a double. But I'm not the pshat is it goes to the father, therefore the father goes to me. It goes straight from the Zayda to me. But I have my father's rights. So therefore, that's right. But again, that was a kasuv, and that was a wonderful thing. Yitzim Mitzrayim, you know, says the pasuk. We need to know b'chol how it works. So what it's saying is that the father does not yashin b'kever. Eli kach hakashif. So what's the problem then? The problem is the following: how you do the ages b'shtan atzlan nasig arzlan. Forget this halacha. This is what the shulchan matan. Well, mom is changing around. Let's say I signed a shtar, I know Aedis of a shtar, before I was known as a Gazan, before I became a Gazan, so therefore it's a valid Aedis. But then Vanasi Gazan, when the dispute ever happened arose, I became a Gazan. You need me to come along and verify your my signature. But I can't, I'm a Gazan.
Lost his name
on it. Yeah. Who ain't a Melech? I can no longer stand in the court and testify about my own signature, because I'm now a Gazan. But others can come in and say, yeah, we recognize the signature and therefore it's a valid shtar. Hashta, now this is the halacha of Siklepnish. Iyu loy mehem, and he about his own ksaviyat is not believed. Acharini mehemne, but others around about his ksaviyat is believed. But zu yishakash yidin mamnet. That's a difficulty, that's a difficult halacha in the moment. It's absolutely nothing to do with the original case we have here. But this is how we're reinterpreting that case. Maybe one of my kush again, why is it difficult? Maybe what we mean is that these other agents would come along and say it's kosher. What are they saying? They're saying there was a hemp picked even not a long time ago, before this guy became a Gazan, there was a Bezin stamped. And that's what we're testifying about. And therefore you can. Because he himself can also testify. Because he's not, you don't need his testimony anymore, because you have a hemp pick and a Bezin that was done
at
10
time,
years ago, whatever it was, yeah, before he became a Gazan.
Because the
shtar
in relation to the
slavic
around.
No, every shtar has to be McQueen before you can go collect.
That, yeah. Yeah. But the point is that you can produce the hemp, but they're not producing the hemp in the street. They're just saying that it exists there at that
bezin. There's a hemp. Who cares which bezin is? Once a bezin gives a stempel, and he came in, then if he comes in and says, "Yeah, I recognize the signature," it would have been accepted. There's no case of him not being believed and someone else yet being believed. Because the others are being believed only when it comes out of a hemping of a bezin. He would have been believed then also, because it took place before it was established that he was a Gazan. However, he wasn't a Rosh at the time. Let's say I knew Aedis in the Shtar about a property before, at the time when I knew the Aedis and I signed the Shtar, I was not the Yadish. Because if I was the Yadish, I have a vested interest, maybe I cannot be an Aed about my father. But it was about, let's say I'm a nephew. And there was a son. So therefore, I wasn't the Yadish. I wasn't in the line of the Yerusha. And I can sign then. But what happened was the son got killed. My father's brother got killed, and I'm the only surviving member of the family. Now I'm going to yashin. So l'chayda, if I signed before, I was entitled to sign. Now there's a dispute arises. Who any yochel kain ksav yodeh? I can no longer justify my ksav because I'm going to give a double. Aval l'chaydim yichayin kain ksav yodeh, but other people can walk into the bezin and testify. And that's the problem. How is it possible that the guy himself who signs is not believed, and other people aren't believed? So you want again in my kushya. Who said that all the eight people believed Tom Zay? Maybe they only believed at the time before you became the Yiddish. That was while the son was still alive, only then. And you would have believed then as well, just as much. Eli Kasha Kasha. This is my problem. This is my bad problem. Hoya Yoideya. Let's say I knew Aedis about this man, actually Nasa Chosna, before I became his son in law. The Nasa Chosna became a son in law. Now that I'm a son in law, I can no longer testify. I'm the relative. Is who?
Aedim can give me Aedis.
That's right. Very good. Who ain't made like Savio Doi? He can no longer testify like Savio because he gave a dove, but Allah Chedim Eid, another can testify because at the time he signed was all right. So then come testify. Who lay mehem and achrin mehem? He's not believed. Another, I believe. Freddy Gemara v'chitei mochanam and shuzer v'chaber bezin. So we'll give the same answer. Maybe the only time an edim is believed is if it's a hempik, and others are believed to testify the edim is only if it's a hempik. Well, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, the son of Yumi, said Rabbi Nachman. Afa Pishalai, who was a Kavya Bezin. In this case, even if there was no Chsav Yad Bezin, and we'll say because an Edim, as we'll explain in a minute, is different than the case of a Gazan. The reason why we don't believe a Karev, we don't do with lying, it's a custom that we don't believe a Karev. So therefore, others can testify on his behalf. He can, because it's a custom, but others can. It's not a problem. As Mark will say right now, my kusha deal mgzedis melechu. Maybe there's a cause of the iu loy mehem, and he's not believed. Abacharini mehem, the others are believed. Love mishum the mishake, but not because he thinks he's a liar. I'll prove it to you that karvos is not a din in logic. It's a kizet kosher. Dila temachi Moshe v'Aaron lechoisna Moshe not to the shver mishum the lemehemnu. Why can't Moshe not to the testify regarding the shver? Is it because they're not believed? No, boss. Gzeidas melechu shelo yidu lehem. It's a gzeidas kosher that karvos apostle not believed. Hakinami gzeidas melechu shelo yoyir. We're also so the idea of a karvos apostle is not because we a karvos is not because we don't trust him. Raya, a karev is not believed even if he is against his cousin. It's one thing if he's for his cousin, they say, oh, he's biased, whatever it is. But if he's against his cousin, why should he be believed? Because he's a karev. He's a bazei. He is not believed on his own aid, but others are, even after the even nothing with the hempik. But it's not a lot, because he also should be believed. It's not a question that we distrust him or discredit him.
Very possibly
that part
is
chukas. Which part?
Everything is good.
Well, okay, good.
When Chassam Sofer learned with the halaflo, Shnayim Rosim and Tablas, so the halaflo says the Eivish Tabu doesn't should be like this, it should be like that. Even Shnayim Rosim and Tablas, which is logical.
And that's why Zeis Chukas HaTeder is close. It includes the whole Teder, Kol HaTeder Kul.
Yeah.
Why? Because the whole Teder you have to keep it. Because it's not an alien, not because I understand it all.
Okay, Maite. So it goes back. So what is the case of Major Saw that they sent that you say is troubling? Because every case so far we learned is not troubling. Go back to the original case where Reuven sold the property and then he died and Shimon came and Chanoch came and took over and he took it back from the buyers. I said it's logical because the father is no longer Yashas Bekeves, the grandson goes directly to the Zayda. So this is where he usurps what his father did. So you wanted to say that the law is the father does not yash in the cave, the enikum steps in the shoes. No, and you brought out the pasuk tachas avesechi yibenecha. Nein, ahu bebrocha ksiv. That pasuk is a brocha. That what? That a tzaddik should be zeicher that his children should grow in his footsteps. And Nachmer, as Teisa says, that his children should become sarim, should become officers, rabbonim, and Rosh Yeshivas. That's a bracha, nothing to do with the halacha that the father doesn't yash anymore, but kavir, and the grandson takes over. Says the Gemara, me matzid amir brachas yivhak. You tell me talking about a bracha. What are you trying to tell me? Avali inyan din aloy, but the grandson does not step in the father's shoes. The father yash is in the kavir. And then he passes on to the grandson. But Tanya, we learn Nofal Habayis Olav Alavi. We learned a few days ago if the house falls on him and on his father, Olav V'Almarishav on him and on those who yash to him. And the question is, if the had a Ksuvishav Balchoy. Yoshav, say a ben mesish and the son died first, and therefore the father has nothing to do with the Balchayf. Balchayf has no lien on the property because it never became the borrower's property. But Yachak and Mesa of. However, the Balchayf tain is of mesish, Yoshav and Mesa ben. So, Lachayda, what we say here, Yoshav and Yoshav ben, who are we talking about? My love, Yoshav is Bnei, his children. And Marishav is, and who are those who are yashing to him? In other words, that son who died in the house, the house caved in. So it's his children, Yoshua Ben, his children are the ones who are complaining. And so we see clearly from here, but if the father would have yashin first, if the grandfather would have died, and their father would have outlived the grandfather, then the Balchai would have a tanya. But if you tell me that once the son dies, the son is no longer the picture, the children go to the grandfather, how does Balchai have a chelik in the picture at all? Is that I know that the father who died is in the cave of yashins, and then he passes on to his children, and if the Balchai is...
The father knows.
Yeah, and the Balchai therefore has a shaykhah too, has a lien on it. These are the Balchai, and he can say... if he can say that he goes, let's say the son died first. So you might ask a question, Maket. If you can tell me that the son, what the Mishnah said, if the son died first, the son no longer yashes, it goes to the father, and then the enikul yashes directly from the Zayda. But if you're telling me the enikul never yashes directly from the Zayda, it's Mishnah Makavid, has to go through the father in the Kavid. And the Pasik, Tachas Avasech, Ibn Echad, only a bracha. So the Baal Chayiv, even in this case, says to the grandson, too bad, I don't care if your father died first, who cares? Why are you yashing? You're only an enikul. Why are you yashing? Because it's through your father in the Kavid. I come before you, I'm a block here. My lien is on your father's estate. What do you take as a chakal? Your father's Yerusha. So give it to the Ram first. Really, maybe the enikul goes directly to the Zayda. So why is it that maybe the enikul goes through the father yashes in the kever. So why can't the Baal Chayiv take him? We're not talking about an enikul here. You know Yoshi Yavah? We're not talking about enikul here. There's no enikul here. Look, Yoshi Av means Echov. Yoshi Av means the brothers of the one who died. So therefore, they don't have to go through. If he died first, they don't have to go through him to get the property. He's out of the picture. They don't. It's their father who died. So they just have a bigger chelik. Before there were three guys, four brothers. Now there are three brothers. So they get a third. Not that they're going through him. Marisha is Achid. Marisha is the brother of the father, and they're the ones who have a dispute. There is no any clear at all. Talking about a bite. Boy, you name it. Ben. Okay, Rav Sheish is, what about a Ben, a son? Ma'ul Shigedish is Imay Bekaver. A son, does he yash on his mother? The mother died before she yashed from her father. Does a grandson yash on his mother, his grandfather, through the mother? Lahanchil, and what man of Kamina? Lahanchil. Sorry. Question like this. The grandson is in the caver. The mother died, the grandson died. Do we say that this grandson yashins his chalik, and therefore if he does, he passes it on to his brothers on his father's side? Or do we say that he's out of the picture and therefore goes back to the mother's side of the family? Ben Mao Shirish is Imay Bekaver, Lahanchil, to be manchil achim in of, that it goes now to his brothers on his father's side. Yeah. Exactly. Let's do Rashi Rashbami explains. Boy Rav Sheish is about 12 lines above the white lines. Yosef ben Rachel, Yosef son of Rachel, from Meis bechai Ima. So Yosef died before his mother. The Achikach Meis Rachel, then Rachel passed away. Ima, his mother. Mao, the question is, Yosef under the ground, does he yash his mother? Is he yerish b'kavod? Mao she yerish his Ima. Does he yash his mother? If he does, then he gives it to his brother or Yaakov's other sons. Kishu b'kevik kiluhu chayz, if he's alive. Lahanchil echo shalom in of, to give to all his brothers and siblings who share the same father. Again, Reuven and Yaakov and Leah from Leah who echo of him. Or do we say no? He doesn't yash in the cave, and therefore stays. It remains in the mother's family. Omer Rav Sheish, so we learned. Of Shenishbe, if a father was kidnapped in Mace, Benoy Ben Medina. Let's say a father was kidnapped and a son died in his country of origin, or a Ben Shenishbe, a kid was kidnapped in Mace of Medina, and his father died in his country of origin. Yosh, and we don't know who died first, because this guy was kidnapped. I mean, he was killed, taken captive, was killed, but we don't know what happened when. Is Yoshi Abba Yoshi Ben, and each one obviously says that our relative died later. So therefore he yashin everything, and now we are entitled to that. What do? We have no idea. Yachleku. So we divide it. Now, Heichi Dami. Who are these Yoshi HaBen? Yesh Ben Luchel is the Eniklach. Ila Emakiriktoni. Haini Yoshi of, Haini Yoshi HaBen. Who are the Yoshi of? Who are the Yoshi Ben? Luchel, if there were no. If there were no grandchildren, then the Yoshi of and the Yoshi Ben are exactly the same people. So who's having dispute? Yeah, exactly. Who's the dispute? It's either if the brothers of the son who died are alive, they're the side of the Yoshi of the Ben, and it's also the Yoshi of. They come before anybody else. If there were no brothers, they're only uncles. Again, that'll be the title to Yoshi Ben. They're the Yoshi of. So who are they arguing with? I might have to mention them who died first. El Av Hachikama. Obviously, we're talking about there was an enikul here, and we're talking about like this. Of Shenishbe, the father was taken captive of Mace and he died. Ben Bitay Ben Medina, and he has a grandson from his daughter's side. So now we have a machlekes. Yoshi Av is the father's side of the family, and Yoshi HaBen are the mother's side of the family. Av Shenishbe of Mace, Ben Bitay Ben Medina, and his grandson from his daughter died somewhere in his country of origin. Or we don't know who died first. So the Yoshe HaBen, so the Yoshe HaBen are the Krevim of the son, which is the father's side. Right, the father, the grandson.
He's a grandson, but he's a grandson through a mother.
Through a mother. So the grandson and the mother, his family now. Who was his family?
The mother was the
only Yoshe. Yeah, Avraham was born Yashin. Who are the members of the son? Who are the Yoshe HaBen? Not this person's family. It's the other family, the husband's family, the son-in-law's family, who's not Yashin. Now you have a dispute. Yoshe HaBen, then Yachleku. Now, V'imis, if it's true, the what? That a son. That the mother yashins and passes on to the son, if that's how the grandson gets it through the mother, v'imisa, hinami the ben mes bereisha. Even if you say the grandson died first, so you want to pass it on to his family, liyarte lavua di ime bekevre, let him yashin the zayde. No, what's the time of the Yoshe Av? The Yoshe of the zayde. They say, look, that the grandson died first, and therefore we're yashining the grandfather. Go back up. But look, if you tell me that the grandson yashins in the kevres and then he got yash, and who does he pass it on to? His father's side of the family. Bekevre was a man. Who died first? Litinu laachve minavu to his brothers on his father's side. That the son does not yashin. If the son is in the cave, he does not yashin to be able to pass it on to the other side of the family. You're right. Now bring another ayah. We learned nafal.
So in other words, if not for the whole Zeres HaKosov, we would be no Slavchot, if we would be...
We have nothing Slavchot, that's
yeah, no,
we,
no
Rai either way.
In terms of the lineage, in other words, if you had Slavchot's grandson coming to us,
yeah, exactly, but that's a, like in Rishnam. Tanina, we learned Nafal. We looked yesterday. Nafal abayis olav alimoy. The house fell on him and his mother. So we said that elav alimoy inside b'sham. My side b'sham will say in this case sheyachloiku. We divide because there's no early chazak. There's no early chazak. Each one is coming entitlement as a yedish. So there's no early chazak. If it's true, and he now made a mezreisha. If it's true, that the son yashins even if he's dead, he yashins his mother. So who cares who died first? And then true that let's say the son died first. So what? But when the mother dies, he yashins his mother. Let him yashin the mother in the cave. And then let him pass it on to his siblings on his father's side. Once he's dead, he doesn't yashin anymore. He does not yashin his mother in the cave. To transfer the property away to another family. But time of my, how do we talk it out? Why Taka doesn't he yash in the cave?
Normally, once we have a shmamino, you don't then go into the reason for it. Usually, the reason comes before.
Okay, true, okay. It says in the Pasig Siba, it says, Lesisiv Nachla, don't transfer the Nachla from one tribe to another tribe by a son. But Nemra, it says also, that by a husband as well, just like by a husband. The Baal does not yashin his wife in the cave. If she dies in the cave and then her father dies, you don't say, oh, well, he outlived his wife yashins her father in the cave, and now it transfers to the husband. It doesn't go that way. The husband only yashins the wife what she has at the time of her death. Same thing by a grandson. The son, the grandson, will not yashin his mother by kever. If he dies, if he's dead, to pass it on to the brother or the father. Ahu, the amlechavre. Taisa says that this gemara here we had before. He doesn't know exactly why it's brought down over here, but anyway, ahu the amlechavre. And we just brought this agav grada. A guy said to his friend, nichse de barsisin mazvinalach. Reuven says to Shimon, I'm going to tell you the state from barsisin. There's another property there that also goes by the name of Bar Sisson. Amalei, so the buyer said, the vendor says, Holav de Bar Sisson, I want you to know that this field is not included in the sale. Even though it's called Bar Sisson's field, I want you to know that it has nothing to do with Bar Sisson. People just called it that name. But when we made up, it's only the properties that were Bar Sisson's properties I'm selling to you. This was never a Bar Sisson's property. The buyer obviously says, yes, it was. That's why it's called Basis. That didn't tell you, a dispute. Also, the Kameh that Rav Nachman, they came from Nachman. Ukmer, Rav Nachman argued that Ukmer be Yodah de Lekech, the purchaser's right.
So the fact that it's called that's
right. He owned the properties in dispute.
Did he want to sell it to them?
Otherwise you can't sell it.
So the question is, which one did he mean?
We know which ones he meant, he bought them all. But he's arguing there's one more property he missed out.
I'm entitled to.
Another guy said, no, this is only a name, it's not the real thing. So the Rav Nachum Pachas like the Lekech, because it's called Basisin, then probably it is Basisin, it's probably included in the sale. And the vendor has to prove that it was not Basisin's property. Okay, that's Rav Nachum. Rav Agis, Amalei Rav Nachum, Dina Hoche, Zeh is Richtig. HaMaitich Rav Araya, who's the Maitzi over here? The Lekech is the Maitzi. Let the Lekech prove that this was Basisin's property, not the vendor has to prove that it was not. Let the Lekech prove that it was. Okay, that's case number one. The Rami, so what do we see from here? Rav Nachman gives it to Lekech, and Rav says, we have a kasha from Rav from another case where they argue, and Rav Nachman, what's the other case? And you have to tell me what's the difference between these two cases. Someone says to a friend, my boy is behind Beisa, what in the world are you doing in this house? Omele, he said, Minoch Zavinte. Why are you doing this house? I bought it from you. Remember, Chazok and Nizatayna. I was here 3 years, and I bought it from you. Where's my shtar? 3 years already, I lost it. And you were never ma'arad. Omele, you want to know I wasn't ma'arad? Ano b'shchayni gavoy havi. I lived in the inner rooms, you lived in the outer rooms, and therefore it didn't bother
me.
No. I always met you. I had to go by you. But I allowed you. And I didn't have to protest because I was always there. Everyone knew that I was about a bus because I lived with Shchayni Gavoy. I lived in the inner rooms, so everyone knew exactly what it was. Also,
the because I lived in the inner room, and
I wasn't Meicher.
It's not Raya that I necessarily sold it to you.
Exactly.
So your Shnei Chazaka is not.
It's nothing because your Taina is Shabbat because I was. Your Taina was I wasn't Ma'adid.
I was not going to let you
exactly
without saying anything.
And I was there the whole time, so didn't stare me, didn't bother me. I wasn't using the outer rooms. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amalei, he said, "How did Nachman Paskin? Zil Beroy Achiloscha. He sells to the buyer, the guy who claims that he bought it. Prove that you bought it." Yeah, exactly. And Rav says, "And Rav Nachman, you know, Hachi, how much Rav Araya?" Rav says, "Forget that the vendor is the Meitzi Mechaveiro." And in this case,
he lives there.
Yeah, the vendor is Mechaveiro. The Lekech is living there. Take away from Lekech, exactly. You have to prove it. We should prove a case before Kasha or Rabbi Nachman Nachman. So the Gemara Rav, Rabbi Kasha. Hocha Meicher Koyben Chasei. Over there, in the case of Basisin, the Meicher is the one who's living in the property, and this guy's claiming to give it to me. So who's the Meitzi? Yes, but who's the Meitzi? The buyer. So therefore, the Meitzi has to prove it to you. Awesome over here. The guy is living there. The guy who's tiny that I bought it from you is living there. So therefore, he's the Muchzik. The other guy is the Meitzi in this case. So I still believe in the Meitzi. The question is only who the Meitzi is. However,
who's the Muchzik and who's the
Meitzi? Exactly. Nachan Lekasha, again, also Lekasha. He always gives to the Muchzik. He told him Basisin, Umikari the Basisin, and it's called Basisin. Doesn't that lend itself to the fact that probably this is Basisin's field? So he has to prove and reveal that's not Basisin. Hoch over here, lo yehe el denokit shtore, let's say this guy would have had a shtar. Let's say the guy had a shtar. Stronger. He had a shtar. Wouldn't we say pre-exactly substantiated shtar? So therefore, the vendor who was sitting there the whole time, he is a muchzik, and the guy is a mitzi. So they're only arguing who the mitzi is.